Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, refraining from anger in the month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's blessing and peace be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate family. Hello dear brothers and sisters, I'm Farhad, your host. You're listening to A to Z in Islamic Lifestyle, and we are here together to talk about moral conditions of acceptance of our praying, our worships and our fasting, more specifically in this great month, month of Ramadan. We know this great month is the month of refraining. It's a month of staying from sin, so we are here to practice how to stay from evilness in this great month. But for staying away evilness in this great month, we must know evil deeds. So for the beginning, we're going to talk about this sins, this evil deeds we probably will commit it in this great month. One of the severe evil deeds is anger. Anger is a psychological state that arises from inner excitement and the desire for revenge. So this is a simple description of anger. And when this feeling becomes more and more violent because of some conditions, it intensifies the fire of anger in our heart. And it causes the mind and our intellect to lose control and become powerless. So an angry person doesn't have any control on his mind and on his intellect, and these two strong power will turn to powerless. So, and it becomes a very severe condition and also dangerous. So in this state, a person can commit any act. Therefore, it is a dangerous situation, and the result will be disappointing and miserable, and sometimes the consequences will be irreparable. So we do an action, we commit an action, but we cannot correct it, and we will get in an everlasting evil action, and we can never get rid of that. So it's important to stay from such an action, such a situation, and such a great sin. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, in description of this word, in description of this situation, anger, he says, anger is the key that opens the door to all kinds of evil, to all kinds of vices. It is true that a man in anger has no control over himself, so he cannot protect himself from evil. Ramadan month is the best opportunity for us to practice controlling our anger, especially when we preserve with hunger and thirst. It sometimes happens when we are hungry, when we are thirsty, we can easily get angry. So this great month, Ramadan month, is the best opportunity for us to practicing this, to refraining from this bad manner. So if we try to control our anger, we'll gain the strength to control it even in difficult situations. So it's important to have this great point in our mind, and I hope we are all overcome this situation.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. We were talking about anger, and we understood that anger is the key to all evil and vices. So we must control it, because when the fire of anger flares up, it burns everything down. But we must also learn to control it and cool down the fire of anger when it flares up. Therefore, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says, whoever is angry with someone should sit down immediately when he stands, for that will turn the impurity of Satan away from him. And whoever is angry with a family member should approach him and touch him gently, for the feeling of belonging to the family when stimulated by touch leads to calming down. It's a very practical principle. We can easily control our anger by just doing this. And also Imam Ali says, alayhi salatu wasalam, He says, when a person becomes angry, if he's standing, he should get up immediately. So it means when we are angry, we have to change our situation. We have to change our position immediately to control our anger. So we see that by following these two divine principles, one can easily overcome anger and prevent its bad consequences in a very, very easy way. And I hope may Allah give us the strength of resisting evils and stay against evil in this great month. Thank you for being with us, and I wish you're all doing well in this great month, month of Ramadan.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you are by my side.